is dark, the blackest shade. He sits alone and he makes a way. He lifts his glass and takes a sip. With every drop he drinks, his stomach sinks, his eyes glued on the stage. The curtain call, that precious wall. The separation of an aberration, and his remedy is cure. His soul awakes, his bones they shake. His eyes they lift and brighten, hands grip and tighten. He is fierce but frightened as the overture begins.
Some omnipotent puppet master slaving away in the heavens, preparing a performance on the smallest but most important of stages. The war in the West creeping slowly towards us, pushing me back to Jesari, who I keep on avoiding at risk of destroying the last remnants of hope. In the ashes of love lost, there's just a semblance of smoke. And for what? To replace Benedict, the saint born with the face of a sinner? His heart is the purest, his confidence surest, but any chance that he had, it seems he certainly missed it. Still, I'm here by way of the rambunctious, whimsical waif, Lilith of the falling stars, covered in her battle scars, defying all natural laws, posing as an unlikely inspiration for Professor Willem, his careening curiosity carrying us closer to unleashing a monstrosity, locked away, forgotten forever, shrouded in mystery.